Up next on the Two for Tuesday from Journey, Don't Stop Dry Hoppin' and Who's Cryoin' Now? This is the perfect pour.
Are you just coming up with Journey beer names?
That was so good.
Out of the blue all of a sudden?
Yeah, came to me right now.
Should have just named this the beer naming show. That's what we should.
That's my goal. That's my dream.
The beer naming show. Maybe we should pivot. The perfect beer name. That's the name of the show. Welcome to the perfect beer name. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
We're going to be naming giving all the breweries across the world free beer names for 2 hours. It's 2 hours straight of beer names. And then the listeners are going to call us. They're going to give us beer names, and we're going to talk about the beer names we came up with in the past week, beer names we're looking out for, and all kinds of beer names. Before the show, we were naming beers and drinking them. I have opened a slice beer company, Colonel Dinkerton West Coast IPA, donated the show by Wazoo Corvette, and it's delicious and just dink enough to be have dink on the name, the label.
It's not Wankerton. It's indeed Dinkerton.
Colonel Wankerton.
Is your thumb over the letter? You can't see it.
I've been waiting to tell that one all night.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just start coming up with the non-hop referencing names now. Just forget it. We've done all the
hop. It'd be like the Imperfect Beer Name podcast.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what the hell is that? Where do you categorize that one? What are you drinking, Nick?
I tailgated with a Surly Chaos, Controlled Chaos.
Controlled IPA. Chaos.
It's an IPA.
Can you be surly and controlled at the same time?
I thought that's what I did on this show every week.
No, them, yes.
Gotcha.
7.2 Alks. That's a Wazoo beer. And now I just opened a slice beer, Eternal Debauchery.
Mm. Eternal Debauchery. So like even when you're dead, you're just being debauchery when you're dead. I mean that's heaven though, right? You just get the debauchery all day and with no consequences.
Debauch, all the debauching.
Yep.
Gonna go be the thousandth haunt in Disneyland.
Rad Stacy had spillage.
I'm a mess tonight. I'm like trying to put shit all over my
this
computer.
Morning.
I'm good.
See, when we say tonight, we've been up all night Friday.
We meant.
No, yeah. Well, it's still night.
A little delirious.
So when you stay up partying all night,
all
six,
night,
6 in the morning or 4:04 in the morning. When these episodes drop in Pacific time, it's still night to you because you haven't gone to bed.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank goodness I'm still on West Coast time. I'd be fucked if I was on East Coast time.
God.
Who knows what would be happening to me right now. Which will be next week, though. I guess it's, what is that?
That's
time. Central,
Central
time that I'll be
probably,
on? Tennessee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're one. You'll be 1 hour.
We don't.
Too much. It's too
something
much.
Like 1.5 quarter hours ahead, and
it's
then you're
me
like
all
10
up.
Hours ahead of Hawaii, and then
dude,
you're 3 days behind Australia. That's what it is.
3 days for real?
Yeah.
Australia is 17 hours.
You're
ahead.
Making stuff up. I mean, Australia is a day ahead of us here on the West Coast.
Yeah,
they can see the future.
Australia.
It's 17 hours.
Whenever I want to know what kind of shit's going to go down, where Santa is, I just call Australia.
Yeah, I ask Australia.
Hey, you guys know what's up?
I always, like, nobody ever thinks of this. I thought of this. I got a friend in Australia. I just ask him what stocks to buy today. Because I was like, what?
Yeah,
I was like, dude, what stocks hit over there today? He's like, oh, dude, Google went nuts, bro. Put a bunch on that. Microsoft, man, went blew up today. Put a bunch on that. I'm like, yeah, sweet. I'm like, these idiots don't even call Australia to see what happened to the stock market.
These idiots.
These morons. I'm drinking a New Glarus Moon Man No Coast Pale Ale. I like it. What I do want to know, though, is it says all over it, it says only in Wisconsin.
All over it?
All over it.
Really making it clear. Like, hey, did you see?
What?
Only in Wisconsin.
Only in Wisconsin, though. What? Oh,
what is they're not.
This beer? Only in Wisconsin. I'm drinking it here in Fresno.
Yeah, California. Maybe they're just like, you know, after some like weird thing happens and they're like only in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, and there's like thumbprint shit all over it. Like the state of Wisconsin looks like a thumbprint. You guys have seen the cans.
Yes.
What? I think there's some weird stuff going on. Okay, these guys, maybe they're on flat earth. Are you guys on flat earth, Wisconsin? Blink
Wisconsin's
twice if you're
all
okay.
Flat earthers. Hey, you know what? If Wisconsin, it feels like flat earth to me. Like if I'm in Wisconsin, like it's pretty flat here.
Well, it says right here, Moon Man is a seriously cool cat, always comfortable in his own skin. He never tries too hard. That's me. I'm comfortable in my own skin. Mm. Hashtag Stacey Boss.
Yeah, you're a mom. Yeah, girl boss.
Mm-hmm. You're a boss.
Token reference.
I can do it too.
I'll do it too.
Oh my god. So this says so cool we named our No Coast Pale Ale after him. You hold a session beer with a bright, bold blend of five hops that have flirt obligingly with the smooth malty backside. What? This is getting sexy.
Did you get a malty backside? Whenever I'm out and about and I see a girl with a nice backside, I'm like, that's a nice multi backside. She's like, what?
Some time back.
She's like, I said your backside's multi. What do you mean? Why you getting all offended by it?
You look like a multi lassie to me.
Oh, man. That's nice. I like that. I'm going to, I'm using multi as like a, yeah, nice little label on things I like. Like, that's a multi.
This entire thing is just describing me. It says, like, it says bold and engaging without pretense.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Duh. Because in Wisconsin, you do not have to be extreme to be real. Just be.
What? Hey.
Wow, Wisconsin. I'm going to come and drink Wisconsin. All your beer and eat all your cheeks.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin beer cheese.
Radarpalooza.
Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Radarpalooza, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think that already happened.
Let's really?
That's where Radarpalooza one was.
Is it?
Yeah.
Was that the number one?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's find a cheesery to go to. Wait, do they call it cheesery or is it creamery?
I don't know. Radar's like, oh my God, you California idiots.
Freaking dumbasses.
What they got over there? They got those cheeseries? I don't know why I went to New York. What do you got? Cheeseries over there? Like cheeseries? And they're like all kinds of cheese and stuff?
Are there bylaws saying they can't do a Radarpalooza twice in one spot?
Yeah, that's part of the thing.
You cannot date that girl twice?
Never do it there again.
All right. Well, I'm going to Stace-a-palooza.
I'm going to stay a palooza.
Go to the cheesery. Which obviously I have none. I have no
cheesemonger.
You got no cheesery.
Are you a monger if you make cheese?
I know a couple cheesemongers actually. So I know it's not actually called a cheesery.
No, that's what you thought it was.
Mm-mm. It's not. Crammery. In fact, I got the newsletter from Stepladder Creamery today, which is over on the like Cambria area.
Wow, you subscribe to some really granular newsletters.
It's a goat farm and creamery, and they were featuring the goat of the month named Wanda.
Aww.
You should check it out. You can sponsor her. She's sweet. She's super cute.
Maybe the perfect pour should sponsor Wanda.
We should sponsor Wanda.
How much does it cost to sponsor Wanda?
She's small in stature, but she's very friendly.
Apparently.
Oh.
She's a La Mancha.
That's me. Oh. Now it's describing me. What's going on?
If you've never gone over to the Cambria area and you're in California, go check out Stepladder Creamery because they're awesome. They also make honey. I mean, the bees make honey on their property and they harvest it.
They make honey.
We make this honey.
The bees.
I made this honey. I went to those.
Whenever they say that, you could just see the bees rolling their eyes like, oh, yeah, and we make honey here on our property. And the bees are like, ugh.
Okay, lady. All right, Karen. Yeah. Enjoy
all
your
right, girl boss.
You go, girl boss.
Honeybee boss.
You go. Honeybee.
Make honey. Nick, do you have any culture, honey? Bee?
Did you just call me bee?
Yeah.
Listen, bee.
Guys. We flattened girls.
What?
Wait,
we flattened girls.
What's happening,
guys?
This regression.
We flattened the
here.
Curve. Finally, we finally flattened the curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what vantage point?
Yeah.
The brewery says we have seen a slow in the decline of craft beer, and yet we are actually maybe starting to pick up again.
What?
In the positive direction.
It's happening.
We're flat. We're
the
not going down the hall.
We've
down the hill.
We bottomed
well,
out.
Some of us are, but
we bottomed out, and now
we know who they. We know who we are. Yeah, so we bottomed out. No
we've
more declining.
Yeah, we hit rock bottom.
Yes, we've got rock bottom.
We're now in therapy. We're getting help.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a massive comeback.
Come back.
Haze Bros unite.
Indicator has always been like when homebrewing picks up again. And like that's the lead in, and then craft beer is going to pick up again. So we just wait for home brewing because I feel like that's what happened last time was like people were like homebrew, and then before you know it, everyone's like home brewing's work. Maybe I can just go drink it, and then craft beer boom again.
Yeah, so it starts to happen when you open up your Facebook app. And you see that approximately 15% of your friends announce that their life dream has been to open up a craft brewery.
Yeah.
That's when you know, like, oh, shit, guys, we're back in the game.
Oh, it's happening.
We're back in the game, guys.
But we're going to do it different this time.
Yeah, Crocs and socks.
This time.
This
time.
Well, there's so much brewing equipment out there for cheap. Yeah, you've got this new influx of, like, you know, newly 21-year-olds whose dream has been to, you know, I don't know, live out their dad's dream or their mom's dream of being a craft brewer.
I've always wanted to finish what my dad started.
Right. Like, I found my dad's Mr. Beer kit.
Dad's just on the patio like, don't do it. Like, Dad, I'm gonna finish your dream,
look,
Dad.
Look.
Don't do it.
You got all these guys fresh hopping, and I'm saying go extract.
Oh.
Go extract, bro.
They're just all lined up around the building at Bencomo's, seeing what the next thing is.
If Brew Dog's given another show, then you know it's coming back. Crapper's coming back.
That's the deciding factor.
Yep. We've got another show. Hello, how are you? We're back.
I mean, craft beer didn't completely leave the building.
No, we're
it
like
just it yeah. went to the bathroom.
Yeah,
well, we, that's all.
Well, no, we like we had our moment on the stage, and now like we had our at the wedding, we had our best man talk, and then now we have to sit back and listen to everybody else talk for a while, and then later on,
and they're all drunk.
Yeah,
and
the rest of the people are talking. Well, good. You know
John,
what?
What's his Great name? John Tapper is going to do brewery rescue after.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to rescue your
So brewery. this is the moment then when we tell listeners, listen, if this has been your dream, you better get mm-hmm. on that abandoned equipment now yeah. because the price is about to go up.
Yeah. This is we've
Go for it.
We've hit the bottom, and it's time to start buying please, in.
Yeah, please be sustainable. Please don't use hose water.
Oh man.
Oh.
What if I it's know, like I'm a such really a buzzkill?
What if it's like a really good hose? What if it's like one of those $50 one of those hoses that shrink up when you turn the water off and then you turn back on?
I bought an Amazon filter. For the end of my hose, guys.
Yeah, what if it's Nick, like Nick says, it's all as seen on TV equipment.
Oh, good. You know,
yeah.
QVC 100% equipment
as great. Seen on TV brewing.
So yep. good.
As seen on TV brewing, Fresno County's newest brewer in Clovis.
You know what?
Everybody gets
a
copper fit wrist protector.
Oh yeah, like my wrist feels so good with this copper on it.
Well, and to keep with the theme of what we're making fun of tonight, can we come out with a Mrs. Beer kit? I mean, just saying.
Like a Mrs. Pac-Man? Oh, it's got a little bow on it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is it pink? Is it pink?
Yeah.
It better be. Pink. Well, no, I think Miss Beer Kit or Ms. Beer Kit. Yeah. So this is single lady brewers, you know.
Oh,
out there.
She's her own brewer.
Yeah. I let my wife brew one. Yep. I'm like a modern guy, you know.
Is she a brew her?
That's it. The show's ended now. We did it.
We did it. We found all the references. We mined every reference in beer. We've done it. We found that last one. Because everyone's been like, nah, there's still some more references out there. Let's keep podcasting about beer. It was like, wait, you got a beer podcast? Oh yeah. Isn't right now nobody gives a shit about craft beer? Yeah, but we're still doing it and we're making more. There's even 300 beer podcasts now. Because why are you still doing it? Well, there's still some references out there. And yeah. then right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Nick did yeah, it. It's over. Everyone, close up shop. The session, all beer. I can't name every beer podcast. We'll be here for 10, 20 years, but it's done. Everyone go home. Everyone can go back to their families. Enjoy your life. We did it.
And, you know, great things come in threes, and we are a pod of threes here. So that's why we can still have these references. That's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Brew her. Yes.
Brew her.
Brew her,
even better than a brew. Ha ha.
Yeah, we can say all
Halloween edition.
We can say all kinds of offensive things to female beer geeks because Rad Stacy's on the show. So like,
right, it's fine.
Oh, well, it's fine.
I might even come out with a brew like or a beer slushy.
Oh,
right, to go along with the. I mean. I mean, I hated
Mikey,
them before,
I think you
want
to
now...
retract your statement. We've got more to go.
Damn it. You keep fighting. Well, we're back. Beer's craft beer podcast is back. I thought we were out. They pulled me back in. Damn it. Thought I could go home. I was like, oh, let me go. Finally, I can go repair all my relationships. But nope. Nope. Got to still keep doing this.
I was at Out of the Barrel today, and I was actually coming up with what I thought were great beer names for the Saz hop. And apparently, someone else has already come up with them because I Googled it while I was there. And I was like, well, fuck. Oh. Yeah, like, don't sass me. I mean, obviously.
Don't sass me, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Number one.
Don't sass me, bro. And
don't sass me, bro. Don't sass me, bro.
And then let's get sassy. I mean, they're all loggers, which is great, but I felt sad. I thought that I was being really original.
What you're saying is you want Family Feud for beer names, and you're like, give me the top five beer names for this style.
Top five beer names on the board.
Good answer. Good answer.
Don't sass me, bro. Oh,
and I would never, on the stage, I'd be like, I don't know, guys, I don't know. Like, my brain just wouldn't be working.
Show me, no. Don't sass me. Ding. Yeah.
Number so one cute. Answer.
The survey says, yeah.
Oh, man.
So good.
Man.
No whammies.
Damn it. Now we're coming up with craft beer game shows. Jesus. Craft beer is back.
Is, you know,
within a
we're gonna be named in the rebirth, the comeback.
Within a 10-minute span, we ended craft beer and then started it back up again. Damn it.
We're here for the entire journey. There's ups and downs.
I guess we're gonna have to be here another
merely a pause.
10 years.
You know what hasn't changed though? The history of IPA. That remains the same.
Or has it? We could start changing it right now.
There's no new information.
But isn't there?
I mean, I don't think so, but maybe.
There's also like 80 different articles about that's not the real story of crap. Like, crap, that's not the real IPA story. The IPA story like... you've always heard is bullshit. Like, there's as much articles that are like that are about the IPA story.
I instantly am thinking of like a History Channel segment where we get invited to go on the first journey of IPA, where we're like archaeologists / like we don't actually know what we're talking about.
Let's talk to these experts about
crap. Yeah, about we'll IPA. Be like on the History Channel, we'll be like the UFO guy. We'll be like aliens,
exactly.
The aliens guy. And I mean,
because so, IPA,
because IPA.
Well, they'll interview us like on some like really windy cliff in England, right? Where we're all just standing there in our flannel, and we're talking about like, okay, here's where it all started, and we like put some grass in our mouth, yeah, like we're like, tasting the land, and we're like, we're about to go on the IPA journey, the India Pale Ale Trail, guys. We're gonna go on it. We're getting on the ship.
Well,
we're gonna go through. We're gonna get scurvy. We're gonna like the whole thing. It's gonna be amazing.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get scurvy.
No limes, guys. No limes.
Scurvy.
But no, here's the thing.
Gotta take a case of scurvy.
This was a time where other communities across the world didn't talk to each other. The other continents didn't know the others existed. But still, every continent had the same hot plants, the same mosaic hot plants. How the hell did that happen? How did you think that happened? That didn't happen like some by chance. Every continent had the same mosaic hot plants. And when they couldn't communicate with each other, bullshit, that's alien hop technology. And
so have you heard of Gruit?
Alien hop.
Gruit. Alien hop.
Guys, hear me out. We fashion a submersible out of Amazon parts to go to the bottom of the Indian Ocean and look for the first case of IPA.
Yeah.
Yes, I will absolutely get into your hot water tank.
There has to be a
submersible.
A hot water tank submersible. Like, part of the submersible is submersed in water. Inside of it, that's the whole thing. Like, we have... We have a beer brewing inside the submersible. So there's actually, you can get in a tank inside submersible.
And beer is you.
Yeah. In Russia, the submarine is on the outside. I don't know. I'm trying things here, guys.
All right. I think Red Stacy was about to slap the roof and tell us how great this thing was.
This is just a rehearsal.
As strong as your average milk carton. It can withstand at least 25 cubic feet of water.
I'm using an old David Letterman.
Strong like bull.
An old David Letterman joke of like, this is just a rehearsal, guys. So it's don't worry. This is just a rehearsal. We're just working out bits.
We haven't got to the real one yet.
Yeah, no. This is just for the Golden Gods.
Wait, but for the original IPA, though, it was just grew it, right? It wasn't necessarily hops. It was like herbs.
Herbs.
And spices.
Yeah, but that's what the brew dogs would call hops, right? So, I mean.
Right, yeah. Like, I mean, hops, like the living language that we are currently speaking in, it can mean so many things.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a tangent.
I don't
know. Education.
I felt like it. Yeah, whenever we educate, that's a tangent. I mean.
Get to the juicy stuff, guys. I don't want to learn anything.
Yeah. Wait, what are we talking about now?
I don't know. That's all I have.
That's why I say it's a tangent, because I don't know where
we've been
it
on
started.
The History Channel. We've gone in a submersible. We've done a lot of things in the past 10 years. It's been great. I'm a better girl boss.
It's only been 10 minutes.
It's just always 10 minutes.
Fuck, man.
All right. All right, guys. I totally just Googled this.
Uh-oh.
The first ever IPA.
Fake news.
Invented in the early 1800s by George Hodgson.
George Hoppington the third here. I suggest we use hops for the beer. Are you mad?
You ruin it.
It would be terrible.
Okay, go on.
I'm sorry.
This is educational. And
we're getting
well,
education.
You're going to be severely disappointed.
Oh, no.
That's
British what I said to my wife on our wedding night.
All beers bound for India with extra hops.
Yeah.
But what hops? Noble hops? What, like Nugget?
The hops. No, the hops.
The hops. What the fuck hops. Is that, England?
The hops. Here they are. The hops.
Smoke and mirrors is always England. Yeah. Always the hops. What are you talking about?
Colonizers. Make sure you do some colonizing while you're over there. Oh, we will.
All right. English hops. What was this? 19th century? Early 19th century, you said?
1760 to.
Oh, eight, okay.
To, yeah. Late to early 1800s.
Yeah. This is some bullshit.
This here is some bullshit.
Oh, this says I tried to type in English hops and it put English hope and it brought me a whole bunch of 1700 hope chests. I don't want to see that shit.
Ooh,
I don't care about hope chests.
Save that for later.
Perfect. Flanders.
Hi diddly ho.
Well, it says that most of the English hops here were probably originated in Germany.
That's right.
What?
The hops.
Zweisenhop.
Zweisenhopper.
I don't know. Maybe this could be like another, like, I don't know,
you didn't hop
for the next show. I got nothing. This isn't telling me anything.
No, it's always just generic hops.
Hops?
Yeah, this is stupid.
The recipe was not printed.
Was it experimental hop? Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was 1725.
Yeah, I thought so.
Experimental.
I mean, I think a lot of this is just like, hey, this is this weird, like, bitter shit that we can't actually eat. Let's see if we can boil it with some stuff and then, you know, see if we can extract some happiness from it.
Usually that's just like a drunk soup that they make. They're like, you know what? When I boil these things, I get kind of loopy, so.
All right, that's all I got.
What if we made it in beer? All right. Nick.
Nick.
I'm reading.
Ah, jeez, reading. That only leads to learning, and learning gets you in trouble.
Is half the battle.
Learning leads to disappointment.
Yeah.
because most people around you do not want to learn, and you're just like, well, now I'm smart, and now I'm just surrounded by dunderheads. Yeah. Again. Yet again.
I gotta go get a new library card, guys. Sorry. I was just... No, just thinking just of stuff I got to do this week.
Just walk in confidently and say, I identify as somebody who has a, like, a up-to-date library card. You don't need anything from me.
Oh, you're right.
I am not the man you are looking for.
These aren't the hops you're looking for. These aren't the hops we're looking for. You can go about
it. You
want to
go home and rethink your life.
You want to go home and we think you know. Oh, did they have hazy IPAs in Star Wars Galaxy?
Probably. They were also blue.
Oh,
blue,
yeah. I actually have a culture item that references that, so I'll do that. I'm looking out for beer.
Francis.
Magnify Brewing. It. New Jersey's Magnify Brewing Blue Milk. It's a smoothie sour ale, which I'm like, no, but
what?
It looks like exactly like a blue milk.
Disappointed.
It looks like a blue milk. It's blue raspberry, coconut cream, and vanilla ice cream. Flavors you get off of it. And it's a 5%. And I never can get Magnify Brewing because they're in New Jersey. They don't come out here, but they always make really good looking beers or fun beers anyway. And then I had a blue milk in the Disneyland Star Wars Disneyland thing area, it's non-alcoholic, so it's lame, but it was still delicious. What'd you say?
Are you going with Stacey? Vodka shots, like little vodka shots that you can put in it.
Yeah. No. Oh man, I just should have thought of that. Because yeah, Disneyland doesn't pat you down. You can just bring whatever.
No, hell no.
Oh, they do. They
go
do,
in with your cargo pants.
They do jump you right when you get in. Don't you hate, like, my worse than a big crowd at Disneyland is the people that hound you for a picture right when you get in the gate. And there's that person like, hey, come over here. I'm going to take your picture and you can order a picture. I'm like, I'm at Disneyland. Get me in there. Leave me alone. Picture lady.
I need that rope.
Yeah.
Rope drop.
I actually had a friend who
free right now, so.
Used to do that, and they would get kickbacks for how many people like actually picked up their pictures. So I always felt kind of bad. Like I would pose and then maybe buy one or two. Because I knew I was helping them eat that night.
Support. Girl boss.
I know. Yeah. 100% girl boss. So what is this New Jersey blue milk hazy, whatever? Like if you're dangerously underweight. Go get that beer. It'll get you right back on track.
Oh, okay. So, a lot of calories. Is that what you're saying?
Does sound like it. Sounds like a lot of calories.
600 calories.
Per sip.
They also have a... they also have a Kool-Aid sour that tastes exactly like a cherry Kool-Aid. Just like you're just drinking Kool-Aid, but it's...
These are people that just are trying to relive their childhoods.
Yeah.
Like they,
and
I don't
also
understand.
Have a buzz. Well, I can't
but
relive
make it
my,
alcohol.
Yeah, I can't relive my childhood unless I have a buzz because then it starts taking me back.
Oh, God.
Come on.
So I'm still waiting for like some boba beer. Like boba is really popular.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm waiting for alcoholic boba.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is that a thing?
Chunky boba tea. Beer. Boba tea.
Yeah.
You want boba
tea
in it?
Beer?
So when I go to Tioga,
listen, I don't want it.
And
that's
I want to.
I don't want it. I'm just expecting it.
Yeah, I order a General Sherman IPA at Tioga, and they're like, "Do you want boba in it?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I want boba in it."
You want big boba, tiny boba, exploding boba?
I'm like hell yeah!
Ooh,
give me that boba
explosion boba.
Yeah,
boba IPA. Oh, the little boba balls can be just a little mosaic, like a little mosaic. Balls,
oh, right. Little hot boba.
Mosaic bobas.
Hot bobas.
Man, how hoppy geez, do you want
we're
your
like a,
boba beer?
We're like a fucking beer marketing brain trust, this show is.
Honestly, yeah, you could just get a lager and then tell them like, oh, I want Cascade boba balls
yeah.
in it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God. Hop it yourself.
We just developed
fresh hopped on the spot.
We just developed the next wave of craft beer, and nobody's gonna know.
Damn. I will listens. Take these fools to court.
I hope my great. Yeah, I'll take the. Here it is.
You heard it here first. This is patented.
I hope my great grandchildren are living off of this idea we just did right now. I hope they're just like, oh, remember great grandpa came up with that boba IPA idea? Now we're sitting pretty.
If you're listening to this right now and coming up with a boba beer, understand that you do owe the perfect pour 25%
damn
of
straight.
All your sales
come on,
and revenue.
We can get up to 60%, right?
Wow.
5%. Come on.
I don't know.
Rad Stacy Esquire over here.
Just edit it out and say 60.
I am Ted Theodore Luggett. And this is beer.
Not a great open. That was a flaccid can crack right there.
That's what she
You're
said.
Being judged. Being judged for your opening.
Oh shit. Damn it.
Oh, perfect.
I was like, oh,
my favorite time of the show.
No.
The truth comes
just
out.
Like
that's
that.
The worst time.
Oh good, it's over.
That's the worst. I hate the show's over. That means I have to go to bed and get up to work. Go to bed at 9 in the morning on Friday and get up to go to work.
This is the first first week back for kiddos, right? I mean, it is for mine Monday.
I mean, if you're in the Fresno County school district, then yeah, you're still in summer break.
Yeah, you're still in rodeo class.
Mm-hmm. Rodeo. You got a rodeo.
Yeah.
Get some summer rodeo.
When do you learn the barrel? When does the barrel come in?
Maryland.
What kind of barrels?
On
this
Sunday before school starts. They can weed out the weaklings.
By the way, update on I don't know what that effect is when somebody says, like, you know, when you talk about a car like, oh, I'm gonna get a new Mustang, and then you see Mustangs everywhere on the street. Whatever that has a name. I don't know what
it is.
But like, so Rad Stacy last week was talking about the Goodles macaroni IPA macaroni, the if you're hoppy and you know it macaroni. Then I just saw it everywhere on Instagram, and then I went and looked at it, and it's sold out now. It wasn't earlier in the week, but now it's sold out. And I assume it's because of Rad Stacy's influence on the internet culture.
Damn it.
So if
she's an influencer.
Yeah.
I ordered 8 boxes. I've had one and I've given one away. So if you'd like one, I'll do
porch bombing run.
Yeah,
there better be
DoorDash.
A box.
Mac and cheese porch bombing.
Oh, copyright. We gotta come up with a new name.
I actually was gonna
Dine and Dash.
Mac bomb.
Oh yeah. We're redoing craft beer, so we're renaming everything. So yeah,
we can't stop.
Porch bombs are
we're out of control.
Out of control.
It's wild though, because honestly, like, I thought that mac and cheese was pretty damn good. Like, if they decided to remake it, I'd be like, yeah, I'd buy it again. It was really good.
They'll do it again. They sold out. Yeah. So
I know. Yeah, and their Down the Hatch one is super good too, which is their like hatch chili macaroni and cheese, which if you like spicy stuff, that's really good as well.
Did you guys enjoy a hazy IPA day yesterday on Thursday? It was first official hazy IPA day. You know, Nick was all about it. He took the day off from work.
He bathed. Like,
that's
in
why
it.
I'm. Yeah. Oh, I did.
He's like,
bath bomb. Haze bomb.
He's bath bomb.
There's
another marketing thing.
I
froze beer bomb.
It into a ball and made a bath bomb.
Yeah, he actually called his like hazy beer dealer and they were like, hey, do you want this pasteurized? And he was like, oh no, up to my tits is fine.
Like, oh, why did you say, why did you use that word?
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
Pasteurized.
I'm healthy up here in the boob department lately too. Did you guys participate in 805 Day? I don't know if we ever.
We didn't. Like,
talked through it.
Here's what happened. Like, I worked that whole weekend, but I was like on, because the 805 day was on Saturday. I went to the market, I think, on Thursday, and I was like, oh, I'll get some 805. All there were six packs. And I was expecting to be a tall boy.
Hell no.
So I was like, I'm not buying six. I'm gonna have 5 805s just sitting in my fridge all year. Like,
where's my stovepipe 805, right?
So I was like, oh,
we're gonna do this right.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'll go to Save Mart on like Saturday and then get my 805, because I'm pretty sure they have one at Save Mart. And then I completely forgot it was 805 day. Like not even like an inkling of like 5 minutes during the day. I was like, oh, it's 805 day. Completely forgot. And then the next day, like I got on Untappd and like one of the listeners was like, happy 805 day. I was like, oh, fuck, I completely forgot 805 day. And then I was retrofilling like I remembered, and I was like, oh yeah, 805 day, happy 805 day, everyone. Yeah, I totally remembered 805 day.
Woo! Totally.
Yeah, you're supposed to have two, like 805 in the morning, 805 at night, and then like at least a bunch of 805s in between.
Nick did the morning one, I was supposed to do the night one, and then neither one of us did anything, I guess.
You guys, no, I mean, I was... so I'm exempt because I worked there for a little bit, so I don't have to do it anymore.
You've paid your dues.
I worked for a little bit, so I can't do 805 day. That is a harsh beer. I could not drink an 805 and still function.
It's really hard.
So I was supposed to leave for out of town at noon on Saturday. My plans got changed to where I left at 9. So I completely forgot about 8:05 morning shift.
I wore my 8:05 tank top.
Wow. Just randomly. Purposely. You're just like, oh, shit.
Solidarity.
Probably didn't do it on purpose, but it is one of my favorite tank tops. It's very comfy. So thanks, Firestone, for providing me with that.
They picked the right t-shirt manufacturer.
That's right.
8:05, girl. Girl
thanks,
boss.
Next level.
Nick, was there something you wanted to share with us before we leave this segment?
Where are we at? Culture?
Yes, you were still in culture. Believe it or not.
Oh.
Where am I?
I'm trying to think.
Where am I?
Was I supposed to share something?
Am I on the IPA ship? What's going on?
What's going on?
I can actually hear the hops degrading as we go around the horn. Okay.
Sorry. I think I'm done with culture unless there's something you know about that I talked about earlier and I've forgotten since then.
I don't know. That'd be Rad Stacy's apartment.
No, I got nothing.
Okay. I am good. Yeah. The arrival of craft beers upon us.
Yep. It's coming, guys.
The next week.
Get ready. Don't bail on your beer podcast now. It's about to blow up.
Newly discovered after a decade.
Yep. Right.
Have you guys ever heard of a craft beer podcast? Look. And we never get mentioned. Here are the top 10 craft beer podcasts. And every time, nothing.
Yeah. Number three is like one that stopped 10 years ago.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for Hoppy Libations, we wouldn't have never been in print for anything. She got us in an article, at least.
Man, she is not coming to the after party with me on Thursday. She's flying out on Thursday next week in Tennessee. I know. I was like, damn. I sent her a message. She's like, oh, my God, I'm flying out on Thursday. And I was like, what? Bullshit. Come on. It's bullshit. So... we're
going
to have to squeeze a lot of fun in.
I like to squeeze a lot of fun in.
Squeezing that fun in. Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Yeah, Hoppy Libations and I are going to hashtag beer boss, girl boss, girl boss.
Beer boss, girls.
Oh, man. Wait.
She's going to be like, the fuck? I am not.
The fuck? I'm not that.
Is that what they call a power couple?
Yeah. Am I a power couple? We haven't met any person. She might hate me. I don't know. She'd be like, you're way taller than I expected, and I'm not into it.
This is a lot of tallness.
And for that reason, I'm out.
You can be on the show. You can call us 24/7 voicemail line 559-492-0542. Or you can
landline.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It might be. I don't know what Google does with these numbers.
What if Hoppy's tall and we just don't know it?
Maybe,
huh? Oh yeah, she's like, finally somebody tall. And you can also email us either a voicemail or an email. perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com. I like to start with any traditional voicemails, and does appear that we have one. So let's get in there.
Only one?
Uh-oh. Ow! What? This is...
Did you...
What is, it's been working no. perfect. This keeps doing this.
Oh my God.
It's
Did
been
you
working
it?
Perfectly fine. I have not moved it all show, and then it does this. Oh my God. Every fucking
week. Okay, I'll just make something up. Hi, Perfect Poor. This is. What?
Wow, they haven't called in a long time.
Oh my gosh. Rando.
Rando.
You know, you shouldn't test anything before the show. I feel like you use all of the juju. Just let it go. Just let it be.
Ruin it, bro.
Let it fly.
Let it fly. You test stuff. And
hello,
it's like, well,
Perfect Poor. This is Psycho Bear. How y'all doing?
Psycho Bear.
Great.
I don't even know where to begin. I just come to find out that the Nick 80 is a fellow Leo. So I want to say a happy belated birthday. Well, for my birthday, I had a few of my closest friends over. About 8 of us. And the beers we had were pretty remarkable. But the ones that I got to say that were of memorable occasion was a Brewery Coton 2010 pulled that out of the vault. It was outstanding.
Wow.
Very good. Another one, ran into a buddy. I met him on Untappd. Johnny P. brought, and I asked him, hey, man, you know Cigar City? He's like... Yeah, I'm like, oh, who knows?
I know cigars.
I love that beer. I couldn't wait till I get it. He goes, really, you like that? Pulls it out of his bag for my birthday and enjoyed a Hunahapu Imperial Stout. Anyways, right now, what am I drinking? Special guest, what am I drinking here?
Steve Fontana Jim
Slack. What?
Well, San Francisco Brewing Company.
Oh my God.
Easy IPA, and we decided to pick that up. What?
No. This is Psycho Bear with who?
Steve Fontana Jim.
Dude,
in
that's
what the Jersey, hell?
That's a
San
get it.
Jose, California.
Put that in the
enjoying.
The get
where
it.
Do we go? Taplands, and apparently. Lords. The Fontana Jim is the unofficial mayor of San Jose. And it's been a good night. Anyways, Perfect Poor, I can ramble on. It's been a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I've met the stalwart, one of the original OGs of Perfect Poor.
He's big time.
The
Fontana Jim.
Jim, you mean Jim
anyways,
Fontana?
Maybe we'll continue this call. Perfect Poor. Check your dates.
Wait.
Be safe.
Is he talking about Jim Fontana?
Next time he comes up north, you're joining us. Wazoo. Good luck.
Wazoo.
Nice.
Wazoo.
I think he was talking about Jim Fontana.
Wow.
Jim Fontana.
Jim Fontana.
The Jim Fontana. Who's Jim Fontana?
Dang.
That was
Jim sends me lots of really funny stuff on Instagram. He likes to tag me in videos.
Yeah, he likes to
cracks me up. I love it. Don't stop. I like it. Mm.
Don't stop believing in sending memes.
That's incorrect. It's don't stop believing.
Oh,
believing now.
Believing them.
Please believing. Believing my house.
Please be leaving.
Leaving all the.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. Be leaving. Be leaving my house. That's really what Journey was meant by that song.
Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
It's Mr. Bitcoin.
Driving.
Oh, shit.
In fact, I'm just chilling at home, drinking some of my home brewed dry hop pineapple cider.
Oh my god.
And I was thinking, this is like, it came to me. I should leave a voicemail about that comment that Mikey left on the Central Valley Warthogs Home Brew Club page last night.
I was drunk commenting. But,
also, I need to let you know, I'm in the world between worlds. This is a Thursday.
World
it's too
between
late
worlds.
For the next show, and I haven't heard the latest. But I am all caught up. I am all caught up. I made a point to get caught up. Okay. I don't know how I got behind like that, but I'm not going to get behind again. Well, I probably will, but I'll try not to. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, Mikey left a comment on the Central Valley Warthogs Homebrew
Central
Club
Valley
page.
Warthogs Homebrew page.
They made a post about the July meeting being at Pendragon. Mikey said something to the effect of, Scotty B should bring the Skittles beer.
Yeah. Make Scotty B bring the Skittles beer.
Remember the Skittles beer? So, yeah, I just want you to know that didn't go unnoticed. I know a little...
They're like, wait, what? You make a Skittles beer?
It's quite enough recognition for a thoughtful comment like that. Thinking of me. Appreciate that, Mikey.
You're welcome.
I'm a little late. Late to the game. What else is happening? Not really much else is happening. I was just thinking of that, and I'm like, I should leave a voicemail about that. It'd be fun.
You seem
yeah.
There fun. You go. Oh, wait. You're done, right?
I know. I know what I should say. Okay. So I know this is like, by the time this gets out, it's going to be, you know, a couple episodes behind. But the latest episode that's listenable, Stacey asked a question.
What does that mean?
What do folks think the future of big craft beer is? Interesting question. So this is how I see it. That there's only going to be one, kind of like, The Outlander, whatever. There's only going to be one. 1,000 years from now, and that one will be Sierra Nevada, and it'll be in Chico, will be beachfront property.
Oh,
because the ocean, California, finally the sea, and
the subduction zone is gonna happen.
And
yeah,
it's gonna be great. Maybe we'll get reincarnated and have a beer there in 1,000 years. That's my prediction. What happens between now and then is anybody's guess. I don't know, but that's what I predict. Prove me wrong. Anyway. Keep up the great work. Yay. Sanger.
Sanger.
Sangria? He pronounces sangria.
It's not sangria.
Sangria. thanks, Scotty B. I just tried to drop in a perfect pour reference on his little warthogs. Homebrewing, not little, Warthogs Homebrewing Club. They're like, wait, what's that guy? Who is that guy commenting on our Instagram, Scotty B? He's like, don't worry about it, Chief. That's not.
I'll take care of it.
He's like, wait, do you make a Skittles IPA? No, Chief. I don't.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
I just hop it, dry hop it with Skittles.
Yeah.
The husks, just the husks of the Skittles, not
pretend
the internal, not the fruit part.
Yeah.
Pretend it's
I just
beer
make
boba.
Boba Skittles and I put them in my beer. That's all.
Grody.
Well, no, I don't think so.
Hey guys, what's up?
All right. Hey, what's going on? It's calling in Janine.
Sorry, we've been MIA. Bother about sending a welfare check on us. We're okay.
We are alive.
All right, I was
we
about
call,
to.
We call, we say
relieved.
Time, so we actually have something to say.
We wanted to wait a little bit, yeah, but so last weekend we went to Illinois to the lake with some family, and we had a couple new beers. We had a new Glarus, two women.
Here
comes the train.
Don't try to beat it.
You're going to have
Colin.
Train, so we're going to have train.
Don't
beers.
Try to beat it. I know you think you can do
Glarus,
it, but don't
really
do it.
Glarus in Colorado.
That'd be awful.
Okay.
He's like, here, I'm going to beat this train.
It's a quick train. It's a RTD commuter train. It's a light rail.
It's
anyways.
Not, it's not a coal train.
Then one of my, I don't
yeah,
know, second
you could have beaten
husbands,
it, Colin.
Or whatever the
whatever.
Hell he is. He brought a whole, like, 30-pack of Bush Light peach.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
like
baby Bush Light.
And he's, like, big, and he likes to go big. He goes, hey,
I got a 30 banger, a hey, peach bush light in the garage. Why don't you go get
some?
And I was like, okay.
This was like 30 beers each of us deep in around a fire pit at like 11 o'clock at night. So we're like, fuck yeah.
Fuck
anyways.
Oh, that's what.
So if you want to,
you're gonna get
some of those peaches,
that rat Stacy when you go there.
And line dancing. So, Mikey, it's per song.
Yes.
Yeah, each song has its own dance. So you have to learn.
That's even more
complicated. So what you do is you go on YouTube, like Janine and her sister did, and you learn to line dance. So don't confuse line dancing with, like, it's just the way you dance to any particular song. Like
the wobble.
The wobble. Yeah.
You're going to
learn to do the
wobble.
The
wobble.
So if you can do that, but then you go on like Sunday to the Grizzly Rose and they'll teach you how to line dance to like some
Garth Brooks or
Travis Tritt song or something. Yeah, they all do it the
same. Oh, Travis Tritt.
Sounds like Stacey does.
No Joe Diffie.
And
no Joe Diffie line dancing.
Not last. Okay, two more things. One, Stacey, for your visit here, I took Friday off of work the 29th.
Ooh,
so you have us at your disposal all day Friday and Saturday.
Touring.
So you pick the places you want to go and we will go with you or take you and whatever. So all day Friday and Saturday, and
love it.
Rad Stacy's like,
we have Rhino, we have Denver,
we have the mountains, we have Weldworks if you haven't been there.
Check out Drive.
Just think about it, let us know what you're thinking.
Okay, the big announcement would
the
be
the big announcement.
Just come get me.
We got an extra ticket to GABF
because Janine's dad pumped out
on Friday, the 22nd,
which is kind of a
of September.
Night. People like to go Friday.
They like that Friday.
I would charge $95 for the ticket, but we will pick you up and drive you to the airport. You have a free place to stay in our basement.
Transportation
to and from is also provided.
Don't be weird, man.
Which costs us a whole entire $6.
So if that would entice anyone, please hit us up. First come, first serve.
A GBL offer from Colin
also,
and Janine.
If you want to bring your spouse as possible, there's still tickets for Friday. If you guys are in Denver, you don't stay with us. You don't do any of that shit. But if you want to go to GBF, let us know. It's a fucking good
I'll
time.
I'll do
that
shit.
We went with Jim last year.
Anyway, so, that's the 22nd.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work,
guys.
Bye.
Don't contact them if you don't do GBF. Like, I heard about your GABF offer. I'm not going to go to GABF, but I do want to stay at your place.
Don't be a creep.
I heard about this hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I think the next couple of months are going to be so fun.
I'll be in Atlanta on the 22nd. I can't go to GABF. Wow.
Atlanta.
Man, look at you guys having lives and stuff. I'll be in Madeira. I can't go, guys. I'll be in Madeira on the 27th.
I'll be in Madeira.
I'll be in
Madeira. It's pronounced Madara.
I'll be in Madeira on the 27th. So I can't
it's the
go
girl
it.
Boss capital of
I can't
California.
Do it.
Madeira for sure is Madtown. Madtown, hashtag girl boss town.
Madtown.
One day
that's right.
One day I'll do something.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. Thanks, Colin and Janine, for checking in. We were getting a little bit worried. And I was like, I guess they found another one of those up-and-coming beer podcasts, because craft beer is an up-and-coming thing.
They read the same Forbes article. Craft beer's coming back up. We need to find it.
Yeah, we need to find. We can't get this old beer podcast. We need to find an up-and-coming.
Yeah, we need the up-and-comers. We need a millennial influence podcast.
Yeah. Yes, we are cool people.
Do we, though?
Do we?
Hey, guys.
Try to influence
Can
me.
You hear me?
Uh-oh, Scotty B's back.
Driving.
Scotty B.
So, let's see. What have I done beer-wise today? Oh, I know this is like my second voicemail for this episode because I did the one with the World Between Worlds.
Yeah.
But I had to leave another one after listening to the latest. And I have a little commentary about Shock Top being crap beer now. But first, anybody who follows me on Instagram, I got hacked by a Bitcoin douchebag.
Oh, yes. I saw your video.
I have on Monday. I got back.
Looking good, by the way. Looking good.
Yeah, just keep your guard up. There's a lot of douchebags out there.
Sure is.
Bitcoin and all that stupid shit. But anyway. Oh, look. I still have plenty of time. I thought I would have been in like over 2 minutes. I'm still under a minute.
Hurry up, Scotty B. You don't have to take
the whole
time.
But anyway, about the the shock top.
Excuse me.
Or maybe I should circle back to the being hacked. So if anybody got messaged by me on Instagram by that Bitcoin douchebag, so sorry. I will do my best to keep my account secure. Yeah, that ain't ever happened to me before. I really don't want to go into detail because it just makes me look more stupid. And it's also made me think that my life is...
It looks like a pretty good deal, though,
sometimes I feel like
though,
my life is just a series of awkward and embarrassing moments. And this Bitcoin hacker douchebag is... It's the latest. But anyway.
I'm so sorry.
About being awkward and embarrassing or an embarrassment. You probably tell I've been drinking a little bit. But anyway, I had a couple beers of Pendragon, and I must say, Sir Galahad, oh my gosh.
Sir Galahad.
That aroma on Sir Galahad, at least right now,
oh my God,
on August 15th, 2023, off the chain, as we used to say like 15 years ago. Remember, off the chain?
Yeah. It was like 25 years ago.
Amazing. It's a really great beer.
Does it have hop boba?
Oh yeah, I was going to talk about Shock Top. Now I'm running out of time here. So it is. I'm not going to rehash what you guys already talked about. How Shock Top
Boba
was
Hops?
Never really a craft brewery. Budweiser created it to compete with Blue Moon. Blah blah blah. I'm not going to do that, which I already did. But what I am going to say about Shock Top is it is a wit beer. A wit beer is one of multiple hazy beers. So a lot of folks apparently seem to think that only hazy IPAs are hazy, but wit beers are hazy.
No, only hazy IPAs. Hazy. And these
are wit beers are hazy. You heard it here.
No.
Unfiltered DBAs are hazy.
No.
Drinking.
Thanks, Scotty B.
I thankfully have not gotten hacked on Instagram or any social media, but I do get calls all the time from scammers. Mm. And this morning I got a call from a guy who wanted to talk to me about diabetes.
Hey,
and then I just, I acted like I was freaking out. You, I was just like, oh my God.
Oh my God. Diabetes.
I was like, do I have diabetes?
Do I have it?
Do I have diabetes?
And the guy was like, ma'am, I'm calling from. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe I have diabetes.
No.
Yeah, and he was just like, he goes, no, ma'am, I'm calling from the diabetes center. And I was like, this is like the worst thing I've ever heard that I have diabetes.
You're like,
and then
I just got certified as a girl boss. This can't be happening.
I'm a girl boss. I didn't think you girl bosses could get diabetes.
I can't get diabetes. Not now. At the freaking apex of my career.
Did you say like...
my gold plaque just came in.
I'm at the apex.
Like, everybody's about to see it today.
Did you say like, wait, is it from all those IPAs I drank? I got the diabetes.
I was like, is it because all I do is eat Snickers bars and drink hazy IPAs? Can't believe this is happening to me. And I have gout.
Don't tell me it's from the hazy IPAs.
Next is the scurvy. Like,
no,
I could see it coming.
The scurvy
right now.
And the gluten intolerance.
You got the scurvy from the IPAs. That's for sure. Oh, okay.
I already have
worth it.
Scurvy, shingles,
worth it.
Everything.
Smallpox.
Smallpox.
Here's all. Check it out. I got scurvy. Like, oh geez, how did that happen? Oh, those IPAs I drank, but it's totally worth it. I'll do it again if I could.
Leprosy, everything, losing limbs.
Yeah. You have the most badges on WebMD.
Wait, doesn't say wait.
Scurvy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I got that scurvy badge on WebMD, bro.
Welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I am your host, the Sky 91, and of course I'm here with
Martina.
And
they're out and about.
Where are we, Martina?
They're in a windstorm.
We're in Dublin, and we're outside the Guinness Brewery.
Damn.
We just had
call from Dublin.
And a flight
call
of
from
Open Gate Brewery
Is this
beers.
Our first Guinness?
And, we're...
What's all the digital
there we go.
Noise?
Walk.
Jelly.
We're walking across the street. Hopefully.
God damn it, those... Kinds
they're
of
on a Wi-Fi call.
Yeah. And of course,
internet.
On the wrong side of the street.
That's Elon's internet.
It was super weird in the car. And now we're in front of one of the Guinness gates. We were a half a mile away from the brewery, and we could smell the brewery.
Open.
In the streets. It was awesome.
Dude, I am so jealous.
We're in Dublin for 24 hours. We had the Guinness Brewery. We went to the Temple Bar.
Temple Bar.
And we're about to head over to a few more stops, I believe, Against the Grain Brewery.
We are going to
That was a record from Ken and Lori
reference.
The other night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go over to Brewdog.
Brewdog.
Not Brewdog Vegas that Jazz and Blossom just hit up.
We're going to Brewdog.
Super jealous of the views there. Hello, in Vegas.
How are
you? We'll see how the views compare here in Dublin.
Yeah, they saw some cool shit over there in Vegas.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Tomorrow we fly out early in the morning to our next stop. And we'll give you guys another voicemail.
Thanks for the invite.
And you guys can maybe guess where we're going to next.
Bitter much.
From Dublin.
Dublin.
Where are we going to Scotland
in the
next?
World
or are we going next?
Is the Sky 91 in
Martina?
Are you
going to go to Wales?
Well, wherever Ellie takes us.
There's just teasers. Look at this.
Connecting flight in Dublin.
Sons of bitches.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the bottom of the keg.
Because Sky 91.
I'm Martina.
Drank it.
Yeah, well, I'm on preferred, stretch seating from Fresno to Nashville.
Yeah.
Ooh, damn.
Preferred seating.
Yeah, and I actually got bumped to first class on my leg back from Denver to Fresno.
Nice.
Hey.
You get a slightly wider
silver
hashtag girl boss
status.
Well, of course.
Hashtag. American Express Girl Boss Edition.
Hashtag United Silver Status United Club Pass. Bitch. Meet me there.
Yes, I'm a member.
You see me rolling.
All right,
we have an United deck.
We have an actual email.
Good luck sleeping on the floor trying to get your phone charged, peasant.
Oh my gosh.
An actual email to read, so you're going to have to deal with me reading everything.
Well, sorry.
This is from Marcus, who sent us the Firestone Walker.
Thanks, Marcus.
This is for Mikey, Nick, and Rad Stacy. Just a quick note to clarify the shipped box from last week. Mikey, it was a box shipped directly from Firestone Walker, but it was not my subscription box. I just wanted to set that straight because you may have thought, well, that's a nice gesture, but he's a nice lad. But it was also be true that if you saw the actual receipt subscription box or recent subscription box, you might also think, why that selfish son of a bitch? I wanted to also apologize. So apparently his box was much better than one we got.
Why are we even reading his email?
Yeah, really? I wanted to also apologize a bit for sending mainly just an Imperial Hazy. I hear you, Nick and Rad Stacy. I try to send something better suited for you next time, and eventually I'll try to not just bombard you with Firestone pours. Lately, the craft beer garbage pail kids card, lastly, the craft beer garbage pail kids cards were intentionally sent to you because you always say send postcards or fun stuff.
Oh.
So I was hoping they would pass the test. They did. So, no worries. You won't be getting some wishy-washy, Mikey, so I think I sent you some cards by mistake type message. Thank you for all that you do.
I kind of need those back.
Check those dates. Keep up the good work. And don't be lazy with your beers either, even the non-alcoholic ones. I pit stopped at home between grocery store runs to drop off food and beer over the hot weekend. Put food away, but left some AleSmith NA IPAs in my garage since the cold chain had already been broken by the store where I purchased it, was gone an hour, and when I returned with more groceries and cold beer, I approached the enclosed heated package N.A. Alesmith and heard a bunch of pops and pings, and my eyes went wide and thought, oh, that beer got too hot. Tore into the six-pack, pulled one beer out, and then there it was bulging and expanding in real time.
Ping pong. How was it like your freaking garage?
That is crazy. It looked like a tiny spinach-filled Popeye was trying to bare-knuckle punch his way out of a 12-ounce can. I immediately set the beer down, and boom, N.A. beer in more places than you may have originally thought possible. So that said, check dates. Keep up the good work. Keep them cold enough in order to have all those 12 ounces together in the same place. Cheers, Marcus, the pint stuff. I will say the
good news is that it was, in terms of food safety, it got hot enough to kill anything that would have harmed you.
That's true. Wow. That's crazy. I've not heard of an N.A. Doing that.
I've had wine explode.
Yeah.
In heat. Yeah, I had some nincompoop buy some wine from me at Cost Plus World Market, like probably 20 years ago now. Uh-oh. And then she tried to bring it back. It was in the dead of summer. Like, she brought it back. She was like, the cork is totally bulging out of this thing. And I was like, yeah, did you have it in your hot ass car, you dumbass?
Yeah, idiot.
And she was like, well, yeah.
You have it in your windshield.
Why would that make a difference? I'm like, I don't know, because beer and wine and all this stuff is actually perishable in the heat. But she was just like, I want to exchange it because this is no good.
Girl no. boss.
You're not a girl boss, bosses. Ma'am. Ma'am, you are no girl boss.
Ma'am, you are a girl subordinate.
Yo, what's
you're
up,
a girl pawn.
Be here, so let me tell you what happened on Friday. So Friday, I ended up going to the Dodger Stadium game, right?
Yeah, Dodger Stadium game. The Dodger Stadium game.
My friends, I got so freaking drunk.
Yeah, baby.
I think I had about 8 or 9 hazies. I was drinking Heartland.
Oh, my God.
You can get drunk on hazies?
Something from Lives to tell the tale.
A hazy IPA, 7% ABVs. They were going down so fucking deliciously. Oh,
they're going. This is going down the delicious.
Beers were nice and cold. And everybody was buying me beers. So
of course they were. You're
so
chewing, man.
That I got lost.
Everyone wants to buy chew.
At the end of the game and at the end of the drone show, after the game,
Star Wars drone show,
we left, and just a sea of people carried me it out, and I just followed the sea
like you were Jesus.
I know,
he
I
was
chewed, I'm on
Jesus
the opposite side of the stadium, and the wife calls me, "Where the fuck are you?" And I look up, and
I've had that call
next to, you know how the big parking lots have a goofy or a something, and so I'm sitting under this huge baseball that has the letter Q, and my phone's at 5%, and my,
I'm on the,
my
yeah.
iPhone
I'm in the
watch is going off, and I can't hear my phone.
I'm in the Sandy Koufax lot, babe.
I pick up the phone. The wife's like, "Where the fuck are you?" I'm like, "I'm at La Q." And when I say Q, my phone dies. So I busted
Q. She's like, "Oh my God, my husband's in Q now."
You went to the swap meet or to the malls or to the theme park. Really, your parents tell you, if you get lost, stay where you're at and find an adult.
Oh my God.
So I
best
found
advice.
A couple of adults.
This is
so
best.
Stay
yeah,
short.
Just stay there.
Fun, guys. This is cool. Best advice.
45 minutes later, the wife pulls up and starts giving me an earful.
Yeah.
The ride
that's
home
right.
was very quiet, homie.
And you just said, "I love you, baby."
I sober up.
Sorry.
This
sorry.
Is put,
sorry.
This I, way. I sobered up Sunday evening, homie. This was Friday night. I sobered up Sunday evening.
Dang,
from the
Sunday morning, you're still like, "Let's party,
oh
bro."
God.
So drink a lot of water, guys. Don't drink too many hazies. And pay attention where you're at all times. So, Mikey, the stickers arrived. Hopefully you found them. If you didn't, then I'm spoiling it right now. You were supposed to get those before this voicemail. So inside, there's stickers, Chew Your Beer stickers.
Mikey.
Give those out. There's not a lot. There's a couple. I think I put in like six or seven. There's two tickets to the AMC theaters. Anybody can use them. I was hoping maybe you'd take your daughter.
I saw those. I was like, wait, what?
Maybe your daughter would use them to go watch a Barbie.
Put AMC tickets in there.
And then there's some coasters from Olga's Cantina at a Disneyland Galaxy Edge. So I figured that you'd like those.
Nick didn't bring me those.
Double copies. So I sent the biggest Star Wars nerd next to me those coasters. So I think I sent you four or five, but that's all they have is the five. The fifth one is just a QR code on both sides. I don't think I sent you that. The QR code that just gives you information on Olga's Cantina. The other four are uniques, and those have...
they're uniques.
iconic symbols. I'm not that sure. You probably could let me know right now.
It's Star Wars language.
Hopefully, when I get home from
work,
you
have to be cold to know it.
I'll go in my mailbox. Today's Friday, so I should be going to my mailbox and finding an envelope with some cool.
Did he say girl boss?
Four stickers. All right, homies. Yeah, so this is Chew Your Beer, and I'm at Lot Q.
All right, Chew.
Somebody find him at Lot Q.
Am I drunk or did he say girl boss at the end?
No, he did not.
Wait,
you said it.
I said it.
So hopefully when I get home from work, I'll go in my mailbox. Today's
Friday. Mailbox.
So I should
I'm hearing girl box.
An envelope with some cool ass perfect core stickers.
I'm just hearing girl box.
So this is Chew Your Beer, and I'm at Lot Q.
Go get him.
Right.
Thank you, Chew.
You know what? That's a good wife right there, man. She fucking didn't just go like, I can't find him, I'm out. That's kind of pretty much like, good thing you didn't marry me, because I've been like, you know what, this fucker will find his way.
Yeah,
or he won't.
He had to do the little walk of shame, husband walk of shame.
And like 48 just, hours I'll report you missing.
You've got to
driving around a freaking parking lot for 45 minutes.
You're gonna have to get yelled at. Yeah, you're just like, I'm gonna take my medicine and you're gonna get yelled at, and it's just gonna happen. And
and that's why, you know, my husband is safe and sound here because he knows.
Oh man,
but I would not do that.
You're not Captain Save-A-Ho?
I am not. I'll be like, well, you have a nice fucking nap in parking lot queue.
Hopefully you had boys.
I'm sure you're worth it. I'm just saying I'm a lesser woman than your wife.
Find your way home. You found your way to that bar. Find your way home, babe.
Good for you.
Hey, all you.
I love that he's sobered up on Sunday.
Yeah, he's like, dude, I didn't sober up until Sunday evening. Like he was still, he's still at it. Sunday morning, he's like, man, let's go.
Hey, all you crazy cats and kittens. This is B.A. Cyclone checking in from the
B.A.
state, the land between two rivers, Iowa.
Trapped by rivers.
You guys are doing well.
Iowa. We're trapped by rivers.
Brian, I'm doing fantastic. Before I get to my main topic, I wanted to say, man, last week I forgot to talk about 805 day. It was quite a fantastic 805 day for me. My wife and I invitation kind of last minute to ride a 30-mile bike ride, gravel.
Oh, way better than 805 day.
Tour that happened to start in our town. And so we had never really done anything like this before. Some friends of ours invited us. And so we rode 33 miles on Saturday morning, gravel and dirt roads. So... that was pretty outstanding. What an experience. Kind of kicked my butt, but that was really cool. About mile 20, we didn't really expect this, but there was a way station or a oasis, we called it, with a cooler, which I didn't expect at all.
Sweet.
With that nice cooler there.
No water, but some beer. So that was pretty funny. I think there were some PBRs.
Amazing.
It's hydrating.
A couple other things I don't remember. An old style.
Get you pumped up.
And then a grapefruit rattler. I was like, wow, this is fantastic. So... Yeah, it was called Roadie, which had a picture of a bike on it, and it was from Great Divide. So I crushed that.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Appropriate.
But, were coming behind me, so I refrained. But that was fantastic. Got home, got back, and then there's a little sweet spot in our town. I had another Stiegel Rattler after that. So I tagged you guys in those check-ins on 805 day and had a great time. Then kind of to bring up last week, Stacy brought up that every It's never not stout season. As a matter of fact, last week I kind of celebrated.
I don't think today is stout season, guys.
I was offered and accepted a new position at my job, something I've been trying to do for
congratulations
over a year, maybe a year and a half. And so that was really exciting. So I celebrated with a stout I've been saving, Toppling Goliath Assassin, 2022 Assassin. It's kind of a whale beer here in Iowa. Pretty hard to get, but I had a 12-ounce can of that I had to stand in line for to get that one. And then tonight, today was my first official day on the job, so I'm having a beer called Aibophobia, A-I-B-O-phobia. It's I'll read it to you. It's pretty incredible. It's it's a collaboration from two of my favorite breweries. I'd say two of the top three breweries in Iowa, Lua and Dimensional. It's an Imperial Stout aged for 22 months in Old Forester bourbon barrel and Blom Brothers bourbon barrel, then rested on toasted and
raw
honey roasted peanuts and peanut butter.
You did lose me at the peanut butter, but I liked all the rest of it.
Wow. I'm telling you, Stacy would hate it because it's cloying.
You'd hate it.
It is cloying. It sounds cloying.
Like motor oil. But man, it's so good. So celebrating tonight for that. Excited about a new journey at my work. I hope you're
sticking
all doing
to my ears.
Well. Check those dates and catch you later. Bye.
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 Congratulations. That's awesome. Starting new positions and new things and all that. It's always breath of fresh air. So great job.
Yay.
Good job. Good job.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, keep up the good work, man. Just everyone keep up the good work.
Always.
Just keep it up. Speaking of work, I heard something really crazy today about the Clovis Cemetery.
No, man.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, you know that nobody living in Fresno County can be buried there.
Anybody?
Anybody, yeah. Wow. You know why?
Why?
Because they're still alive.
Oh, hell.
Wow. God.
I told that joke. I told that joke in my meeting this morning, and one of my employees was like, me
wait, sorry, Rachel, what?
They put their hands up and go, girl boss.
Yeah, no, they were like, that's not true. You can be buried there. It doesn't matter where you live. And I was like, no, it's because they're still alive. And he's like, oh, wow. You're I think all, he like got the call. He's all, like, I. Right into that, I'm done with you.
Can you let me boss. Can you let me deliver the punchline before you're like, no, that's not true. Actually,
praise the girl boss.
And I will say, I got that joke from B Rounds over there in Pismo. He sent that to me, and I've been using it all day. It's been so funny. So thanks for that.
This B Rounds guy, is he from the Fresno region?
He is not. He is actually from the Central Coast.
Has he ever been to the Fresno region?
So when he and I worked together on the Central Coast, he used to vow that he would never come to Fresno.
But what if he has to go to Yosemite?
A gal who was from here.
Uh-huh.
But he is a Lompokian. I don't know if that's a real thing.
Lompoke?
Yeah. Lompokian.
He's dating a Fresno?
Fresno native? Lives over there in Pismo also, but she's from Clovis.
Oh, okay. Fresno Countyan.
Yeah, Fresno Countyan.
He hasn't been here yet, though?
He has, yeah. Oh, okay. He had to bite the bullet because he's really in love with this gal. So
that's love.
And I remember he called me I feel like he was like really inebriated. Like he had to drink a few beers to be coaxed to come into Fresno. And he called me. He's like, I'm coming to your fucking town. I'm coming to your stupid fucking town. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Brace yourself.
He's like, I hate it. I hate that I'm enjoying myself here. It sucks.
Yeah. No, he's had a good time. And then he also wanted me, I forgot about this. He wanted me to let you know, Mikey, that if you tried to line dance at the Pismo Moose, that those ladies would absolutely destroy you.
Wait, like they would make fun of me?
No, I just think that they would just,
they would like try to jump
physically.
My bones, destroy me.
I mean, maybe a little bit. I'm not sure. They'd be like, "We're going to learn them one way or another."
Why are you pecking your bag so quickly?
These girls are destroying me.
They're destroying me.
They're boot scoop boogieing all over my ass. I can't handle it.
Yeah. Heel toe dosey do.
Yeah. They dosey doed right over everything. They dosey.
So he is.
Heel toe dosey doed over my manhood. I am.
Cadillac Black.
He is going to listen to this and be so offended that you guys thought that he might be from Fresno.
He sounds like a Fresnan to me.
He sounds like a dad. Gonna... That's exactly the thing a Fresnan would say.
Yeah, same thing a Fresnan. Yeah. Sounds like it's a Fresnan to me. Oh, guess what? If he keeps up this relationship, guess where he's moving?
I don't think she'd ever come back here either. Strong ties on the coast. Strong.
She's trying to get out. She's like, bring me to the coast.
What?
Oh no, she like already owns some like property over there, so
there. I don't know.
Good, yeah. No. What if he just made out like a bandit? He's got himself a good lady.
What if she gets a good job at the spaghetti factory, though?
Okay. You know what? He's gonna crack up at that for sure. What? But babe, they offered me the assistant manager position. Yeah.
They don't have that in the Central Coast. They don't have a spaghetti. They don't know what
regional manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know what the fuck a spaghetti factory is in the Central Coast. You're like, you like going to the spaghetti factory? You're like, I don't know what the fuck you're telling me right now.
You know what? Right now, I'm only the shift manager at Buffalo Wild Wings in San Luis Obispo. She's got a great job over there. I'm not going to give away too much information.
No, it's way better than Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, slightly better. It's like Marie Callender's, but like...
You got that Ms. Zethra cheese, though. You know what I'm talking about.
The Olive Garden.
Damn.
That's the only dish to get.
The Olive Garden. Freaking, what is that? Microwave Italian Applebee's? I cannot. Get out of here. Get out of here with that.
That was a... Hey.
All right. My mom requested to go there for our mother-daughter lunch the other day. So.
Oh.
I know. This.
My grandma, who's passed on, loved to go to the Olive Garden. So don't you say
ice cream.
Don't say nothing about the Modesto Olive Garden.
You get an Italian soda, at least?
No, we split a bottle of La Marca Prosecco, man.
Oh, gosh. I hope everyone's enjoying the show. We have too much fun, the three of us, and I hope
way too much fun.
I hope it's enjoyable to the listener. The Nick 80 Untapped. Do you have a beer? Interesting beer you'd like to share with us that you had last week.
Interesting. I have a beer I did not like.
Oh, that's interesting. That's dude, negative stuff gets way more interest than positive stuff. So yeah, right? go.
Right? Wait. Who the hell is that chicken a parabola?
What did I do that? Oh, that's the best untap when you go back and you're like, wait, what? I did this?
Oh, that was my birthday beer.
You're like, babe, but, babe, did you go on my untap and start checking in stuff for me?
Beebe.
He's like, I don't know what the words you just said right
had
now.
Had a little trip to the market.
Oh.
I had another view from tomorrow from There Does Not Exist, which is my current favorite IPA of the summer.
My current favorite IPA is...
Currently favorite. So it's not unique, but I did have...
Who cares then?
Let's see. I also had a High Fat Gods from Bike Dog Brewing.
Oh.
Also favorite.
I love gold!
Sorry, I opened the beer.
The Joys of Summer.
That was also my favorite. This one's my favorite too. I had all favorite beers.
Joys of Summer from Pizza Port. My favorite. Did not care.
You didn't care.
I was 100 meh on it.
Yeah, Pizza Port's an interesting brewery. I think they're in like this category because they have these
here anyway, and I'm sure that's the same in San Diego. They have like some cheap beer, like cheaper than everybody else's beers, and they're like, and they're always like kind of adequate. So it's like they sort of like know it's not that great, and they like mark it down.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we know we didn't make that great of a beer, so we'll make it $3.50 for a 16-ounce.
But it's $3. Like,
eh, it's good enough for the girls we go with, right?
Yeah. So they're like, so are they that self-aware, that cool? Like most brewers are like, no, charge the same price. And one guy's like, it's not as good as we use it. I'm like, no, charge the same price. And Pete Support's like, yeah, this wasn't that great. Let's make it cheap. So I have to respect Pete Support for like pricing their beers appropriately to taste.
For being happily mediocre.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's a mediocre beer. Make it cheap.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Wait,
was that all of Nick? Sorry. Did I
don't know.
I don't know.
Ramrode you? Did I get too rammy on your road?
Ram road?
Yeah, I got too rammy on your road.
We made a stop at the Rocket Dog.
Rocket Dog.
The Rocket Dog.
It is a hot craft hot dog doggery. Restaurant in Fresno.
The one by Lamps Plus.
That's the one.
Skechers.
The former Porta Subs. Tell me you're you went to City College in 2002. Without telling me you went to City College in 2002.
That was your post, post community college.
We used to call it Porta Shoes because it's right next to Skechers.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Get your Skechers, your Subway, a sub, and then now your hot dog. Yeah.
So they had a Summer Fox Italian Pilsner on draft. Mm-hmm. I had that over there.
Nice.
Well, that's their brewery.
Summer Fox is the house brewery?
Yeah, that's the same people that own that hot dog place on the Summer Fox.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Fun fact, my husband was the general manager of that Lamps Plus for 14 years.
Dang.
Wow. That
Can you
is
give me a deal
fact.
On some lamps? Yep.
I don't know. He probably could still get deals.
All right.
And I met him because he hired my ex-husband there. That's a whole other story.
Wow. Things are starting to...
Wow.
Rad Stacy reveals Icy. Every... It's a new segment on the Perfect
the plot
Pour.
Thickens.
It's Rad Stacy reveals. Paul, could you do some Rad Stacy reveals music for us when you get a chance?
Yeah.
Thank you.
When you get a chance.
So good.
Wow.
The baskets that we weave.
Oh my gosh. When we bat the IPA hot plants that we weave to whatever.
Yes.
That we trestle.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we trestle the shit out of the hot plant. Look at that, bro. That's some good trestling right there. Like if you're in like a hop plant trestling competition. We should start a hop plant trestling competition.
The lives. Oh.
I trestled the shit out of that hop. So that was all the beers you had, Nick. Yeah, more beers.
The best part of waking up.
Uh-oh. Is hops in your cup?
Is hazy's in your cup?
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
It's the good, the bad, the times you had. The facts of life. Oh, the facts of life.
Good, bad, times you had. Sorry.
That's all the beers I had.
All right, the Nick 80 on untap, Rad _ Stacy with an E.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I didn't check in, okay. But I did have some beers.
All right, well, let's hear them.
So I had Original Pattern Brewing Country Doctor Czech Pilsner.
Oh, did you get that at the Fig Garden place with the?
Yes, the out of the barrel. Yeah,
They like
my
that
child,
original pattern.
My child was getting a facial, so
oh
I went
gosh.
And got a beer.
Whoa.
I know.
Well,
I was
yeah.
like, I'm going to have an internal facial with this beer.
I'm going to facial. I'm going to have my own facial here.
Yeah, and
I'll have the number 9. No, mm-hmm. You got to say the name. I'll have the number 9. No,
yeah.
You got to call
yeah,
my
I
name.
Can't. Like,
fine, I'll have the internal facial.
Yeah. Yeah, Rad Stacy.
This was a nice one.
As a former beer bar, worker, should I, as a when I because I never know, especially out of the barrel. Should I be ordering the number? Or if I'm at a beer bar and it's got the number and the name of the beer, should I order the number or should I order the name of the beer?
I think it really depends on who is the beer tender at the time. Because, like, if there's a guy there or a gal there that's, like, the manager, mm-hmm. like, they kind of know what's going on. Yeah. But some of the other lackeys, you might say something like, well, so tonight, you know, when I went in there, I said, hey, I'm looking for a lager. And she was like, well, one through three are lagers. Mm. And so then that kind of indicates to me that you should order by number, right?
She's a number person.
She's like, I don't give a fuck what it's called. Yeah. Just pick one through three. Okay, they're all lagers. And this actually brings me to a little beef that I have with this evening.
And there's another Rad Stacey segment. It's called Rad Stacey Has a Beef.
Rad Stacey.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears?
This really rubs my rhubarb the wrong way, you guys. Like, let me tell you. So, the middle one, it was called, and I just got a little sample of it because I kind of knew I wouldn't like it, but I was curious. Which was Ghost Town Brewing, Lousy with Peacherine, West Coast Pilsner.
Lousy with Peacherine.
Yeah. And I said, hey, number two there, Ghost Town. I said, you know, what's it like? Is it really peachy? And she says, and I feel like she kind of assumed, she's like, oh yeah, it's really sweet. It's really fruity. It's really, and I was like, oh, well, and I said, I immediately just said, well, I'm going to hate it then. While she's like pouring, like while she's pouring the sample. And she's like, oh, she goes, well, and she immediately is like, well, it's not like that fruity. And I was like, well, which is it?
Right.
Like, do you actually trying to backtrack. Like, or did you assume? Just trying to sell your beer. Because I walked in here with me and my tits and my vagina, and you assumed that I want something sweet.
Yeah.
Do you have anything for my girlfriend? You know, like a girly, like a girly beer. And yeah, I tasted it. I didn't like it. It really wasn't as sweet as she put it off to be, though.
Oh.
Really? Mm. Like, had I been looking for something sweet, I would have been disappointed.
Instead of the highest ABV.
Right. Like, what's your clearly. ABV lager?
Yeah, clearly your highest. Help me
out? Yeah. Lagers up.
Where do you keep your double ciders?
Where do you keep your bad apples of the world? I'm looking to get booked up.
Right. I had a day. Mama's got to get
I had a day.
But it was funny, though, because this Ghost Town Brewing, the description is light body, crisp finish, clean, solid bitterness, which really describes me, to be honest. And solidly notes of bitter. Pluot, watermelon, and strawberry, which I'm pluot. Like, where was the peach? It's calling out pluot, watermelon, and strawberry, but I don't know. Like, I guess, well, it's lousy with peacherine, right? I don't get it.
Yeah.
That was weird. So anyway, the Country Doctor was pretty good. I also had another Czech Pilsner that had this new glorious. And then I also had one of the sours from Firestone that I can't remember now. It was like the blackberry sour from them earlier this week. Yay! That was my beer journey. It's been kind of a crazy week. You know, kid going back to school and funeral stuff.
Yeah, just man. People dying.
People croaking because it's hot as fuck out here.
Right.
Is what it is. Yeah. What did you have, Mikey?
I had... Wow, us. Well, I had the Oktoberfest here in Nevada. Oktoberfest, it's happening.
It is time.
Feist,
you know,
Feist
you're a bit
beer.
Late. It came out in June.
Damn it. Oh, it's already over. It's already over. I always miss everything.
Season's over.
No,
they're already on the 24 edition.
Super easy to drink. Go have it right now. I'll recommend it. Feist Fire beer. You say Oktoberfest beer or Feist beer? So that's the only question there. Belching Beaver beer. Lucky you. I think this is one of those. Also the same way. Like they know this beer isn't that great, but they make it cheap.
Belching Beaver and Pizza Port in the
Pizza Port and Belching Beaver are just like, hey, let's just make it cheap.
Solid five.
Yeah. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
Moonraker's classic Yojo or the Yoho the IPA.
You know, I'm really liking Moonraker these days. I just, whenever I see their stuff, I'm down for some.
They're good, but they are on the high pricey side at the market.
They are.
And so really? I only sometimes when I, you know, a little bit flush with cash, I'm like, all right, I'll get a Moonraker.
Come work in funeral with me, man. Do some extra all cash.
Right. Well, sure.
I spent $12 on cheese. Beer doesn't matter at the market.
That's true. Yeah, That's true.
And I got a six pack of Sierra Nevada's Atomic Torpedo. Imperial, the double torpedo.
Ooh, double.
Yeah.
Double dose of this pimping.
Yeah. Ooh. So deal with that. You can find me Dorktown on Untappd or Mikey Topor. One of those. You search one of those, you'll find me. We're still there. I'm still using it. I mean, Nick and Rad Stacy.
We're terrible about using sometimes. It. We love also, you tagging us, though.
I checked
it.
In.
I see the notifications.
I don't tag you guys. But, like, I like it. I like it because, like, nobody outside of the beer world knows what I'm doing. Like the missus, like, has no idea I'm checking in on tap beers. I'm like,
at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, she's like, did you drink beers yesterday? I'm like, no. And she has no way to prove it because she isn't going untapped.
I think my husband, he was like, untapped. Like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't like it. He's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I'm not doing that shit.
So I like it because when you go on Instagram, then every Tom, Dick, and Harry sees it. They're like,
it's true, yeah.
Yeah, some non-beer geek friend of yours is like, oh my God, you're drinking another beer? I'm like, yeah. But well,
my kid is on it too. It's just
exactly. Okay, Mom, your kid will see it.
Your beer and your wine. And it's like, get out of
like,
here.
Like, oh my God, Mom. That's when I was crying out. I had a broken arm and I was crying like, help me. And you're like, no, wait, I got to check in here. Help, I've broken my arm.
All the time.
I know. I broke up my arm again. Yeah. Hold on. I've got a hazy to check in.
Hashtag Rosé all day.
Rosé all day. Yeah. I've got some more checking.
I may have used hashtag. That hashtag at some point. Rosé all day.
Hey, unironically, too. Cheese. You're like, Rosé all day. Unironically.
How about bubbles for couples? Drink bubbly, stay together.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to work in this house.
Girl boss, boy boss.
Oh, my God.
Boy boss, girl boss. Together. What if a boy boss and a girl boss got married?
Boy boss. Laugh, love, lobotomy.
We're just a marketing conference live.
You're the marketers. Beer marketers.
Beer marketers. Beer marketers. Do you have any cheers, Nick? Do you have some cheers? You'd like to
well,
hang
cheers
out.
To the Scotty B. He got hacked.
The Scotty B.
By the Bitcoin. It, you know what?
What
tipped me off? So I got a private message. I got a DM from Scotty B's hacker.
Uh-oh.
And you know how I knew it wasn't Scotty B?
How?
Because he was like, hey, I just made millions of dollars through Bitcoin.
And he would have called you directly, right?
He would have said,
like, no, he would have said, hey, chief.
Yep.
I just made millions of dollars and I had this, no chief.
Yep. I had the same experience.
Like, that's not Scotty B.
I had the same experience.
No.
Yep.
This is not the real deal.
Good job.
So the message I
good
got
job.
That says, hey, chief, it. Like to me, that I should believe.
No, that's
he's
Scotty
not
B.
Denominational. You'd be chief.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
That's Scotty B.
I'll ignore that
you
one.
Would. He wouldn't girl chief you.
Yeah, because I thought the same thing. Because I've been
chief
arena. Chief arena.
I've been like watching the investing game for, recently, and then at first I started reading. I was like, wait, does Scotty B know something about like
Bitcoin?
Like maybe I should. I was like, wait, maybe I should listen to this, and then. Like, just as you said, Nick, there was no chief involved at all. I was like, nah, he got hacked.
Nah, yeah, this is
because he would have said, hey, chief, I found out about the secret of Bitcoin. going cheap. And I've been like, oh, okay, yeah, Scotty B knows. I'll like what. Get, here's money, Scotty B.
Here you go. Here. Yeah, take my money. You make more money with my money.
Yeah, so next time, hackers, if you're going to hack Scotty B, make sure to get cheap in there if you're going to DM
right. Anyone. Yeah, learn his lingo before you go.
Yeah, come on. Get smart.
Yeah. I mean, the only dumber thing than impersonating Scotty B is impersonating Elvis, and we all know you can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
so cheers to Scotty B. He got his account back. He's safe.
Yay.
Which is great.
Brad Stacey.
Hopefully nobody unfriended him.
I unfriend you.
Hold on, I got a new untapped follower too.
Oh, shoot.
Nico Bot.
All right. Is that a bot?
Have they asked you about perks or
they started getting weird? Like
no DMs yet. I'm waiting. Okay. I'm patiently waiting.
They wait a little while, like a couple days. You'll start getting like,
they're scouting my profile.
That whole thing ended for me. I never got anything. Have you, Brad Stacey, gotten any?
No, DM? I blocked everybody on that. Yeah. I'm sure he feels rejected. He's waiting for me at the park still to this day.
She's
going to show. She's going to show.
I thought we were going to bounce at the park. No, bro.
She's all about the bouncing. She'll be here.
He had a diamond encrusted girl boss necklace for you.
I mean, just mail it.
Obviously, you know my address. Yeah. Go ahead.
I mean, if you can find me on
you know my social security.
So cheers to all the folks that I'm going to see pretty soon here in Tennessee and then also Colorado. But I also wanted to say don't forget about Don't Drink Beers about Alex Kidd. He's actually doing a charity raffle right now, which I think will be ended by the time this airs officially. But he is asking for donations toward mental health awareness for folks who have been diagnosed with cancer. I think it's a really good cause. So I'm not involved in the raffle, but I did go to the cause website and donate just directly. I have a lot of beer. I don't need to like win anything. So continue to support these folks. He's one of my favorites to read on the interwebs.
He is the best. I don't know how he does it, but nobody can.
His reviews are like
nobody can review like he.
So
can.
Much gold, yeah.
Like, Jesus,
like I sit there and I hand my phone to my husband. I'm like, read this. It's read just this. Pure like
genius. You're not gonna see this shit anywhere else. Fucking read it.
Yeah, and I'm like, it doesn't matter if you've never even heard of the beer. Like the review somehow hits home. Like regardless, I think that's what makes it really magical. And he uses big words, which I'm sure kind of maybe offends some of the normies out there, but so there's that, and that's kind of all I had tonight. All
right.
For me.
Cheers to the golden gods. Golden gods of the perfect poor that are Patreon, our patrons. Patreon.com/perfectpoor. Look at the show notes. There's a link. If you would like to be a golden god, they get to listen to the full show.
I won't be on the show next week.
Wait, what?
What?
We're just learning this.
You didn't tell us.
Yeah, because it's going to start at like midnight 15 for me. Over in Tennessee.
You're going to be in Tennessee. I don't know. I think you'll be girl bossing. You'll be up still.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
We might
that.
Leave a message, but I don't know if I'll be
We'll up. See about that.
I have to be in funeral meetings at 7 a.m.
Nah.
You and Hoppy be getting ripped is what you're
Just
really
stay
saying.
Up. Yeah. Just don't go to bed.
I'm going to go to some dead meetings about dead stuff.
Wow.
Just don't go don't go to bed. You'll be fine.
Thanks.
One more just cheers.
Stumbling in.
Yeah.
I'm fine, guys.
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Fine. Let's keep the party going.
Okay, one more cheers. Maui Brewing Co. has posted a bunch of leaks for relief efforts of the fires in Lahaina.
Yes.
Yes. And actually, today, if you are listening, this is the 18th. Taplandia up in Portlandia area is doing some benefits for Maui. They are, I believe, from Maui, or at least they have family from Maui, and they're doing a whole bunch of support. And I think you can probably Venmo or donate in some way to them, even remotely. So check them out, Taplandia, Tap House.
Nice.
Having an event all day. 100% of their proceeds that day, including their food truck, is going to directly benefit people who have been impacted by the Maui fires. My best friend Rachel is okay, for those of you who know. She lives on the Big Island, but she is in the wet, cold part of the island, not near Kona, where there have been some fires. So she's good, which is good.
All right.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Maui.
Yeah, we love Maui. And
Lahaina is fucking beautiful.
I've been, been to that town.
I spent my first honeymoon in Lahaina with my first husband.
Me too. Like not with my first husband. Not. Yeah.
That ended, but the memories.
That ended. No.
Right.
My first wife, husband, we the same thing, that same town. So it's bizarre. Yeah. And you not think that's gonna happen there? You're just like, wait, what?
Yeah,
like this is what happens here, not there.
Yeah, well, and my friend Rachie, she said that the winds were just absolutely unreal, even on on the Big Island. And they're in the windy part anyways. She's like, we're on the windy side as it is on the south side, and they were whipping through at like 70-80 miles an hour. It was just crazy. Yeah, bizarre. Really wild. She has chickens, so like basically she brought everyone inside. Everyone lived in the house for that time. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yep.
Did she bring the hot plants inside, or
she didn't bring any hot plants?
Oh, come on. Well, all right.
Or whatever she is growing, probably already was inside.
If I'm living in Hawaii, I'm growing hot plants.
Wait a minute.
She did try her hand at growing some corn, and it actually did okay.
What?
I know. Yeah, it sounds wacky.
There is so much corn, right? By the way, I work out in the county of Madera and Fresno, out in the country that you city folk don't ever see. There's so much freaking corn right now. Oh my god! Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh my god! We are kicking Iowa's ass right now. Sorry.
We grew corn adjacent to the
dead
corn. We need the maize. We gotta have the mazes for Halloween.
It's true, yeah. It's true.
Well, those you gotta start a little later, because those corn mazes, corn season's already over. So I mean, those corn mazes are bullshit. I mean, I'm sorry to be the guy to tell you.
Big corn?
Fruitless corn stalks. It's
bullshit corn. It's Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
God, Nick. Jesus, we've come up with everything on this show. We've done it, folks. We've rebirthed craft beer right here on the Perfect Pour. August of 2023. We've done it. Craft beer is alive again thanks to a little podcast out of the Fresno counties.
The little podcast that could.
Yep. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Everyone, have a great week.
Be good or be good at it.
Have fun.
All the fun.
But first,
check your dates.
And if you don't want to have fun, don't ruin everybody else's day. Just stay
don't
at home.
Brew on everybody else.
Don't get
your brew on everybody. All right.
Don't brew
on yourself. Just brew on yourself.
I brewed all over myself.
It's the Mr. and Mrs. Beer Kit. You can't get them close to each other. Jeez.
Honey, I brewed all over myself. Oh, no. Well, don't try to get on my kit.
Ricky.
Can I borrow some of your beer kit? I brewed on myself. No, this is my kit.
I don't know why this feels like an I Love Lucy episode all of a sudden.
Oh, Ricky.
That's our core value.
You cannot get my beer kit, huh? Lucy, you got to do my beer kit. This is my beer kit. That's my best Ricky right there. I've never done Ricky Stacey, Ricardo.
You got Mikey to do a Ricky Ricardo.
I've never done a Ricky Ricardo, so sorry.
Congratulations.
First time for all.
Ah, Lucy.